Thank you for joining me for another Quick Hits Conversation. I'm Dr. Robin. With me today, I have Abby McCleskey. She's a financial advisor who is helping people live a fulfilled life. I have Simon Coles. He is a CEO of a software company in the UK. He is also interested in clean language in the business world. And I have Brandon Mahoney, who is an expert in startups, and he loves doing the sales side of it. I think he said he's done 8 startups for sales now. So impressive. The question I have today, what makes you feel connected to other human beings, and how do you know if the feeling is mutual? Abby, can you kick us off?
Sure. I begin to feel connected with someone when they ask about something we had talked about the last time we were together. It makes me think that I might have been on their mind. And while that's something that makes me feel connected to them, I try to mirror that. And if I know I'm going to see someone, just try to think about what we talked about last time, and whether it's, oh, are your kids in college? How are they liking it? Or last time we talked, you were reading this book, and what are you reading now? So that's kind of how I try to build that connection with people. And that's where I always feel connected.
Mm. So when I think about making a connection, I work with a lot of like individuals that are fresh, new into their career, and getting them to be able to trust me, to talk to me about things that they're struggling with. A lot of individuals are afraid to say, hey, I'm afraid to make this call. I'm afraid to engage with this prospect in sales world. And so when they get to a point where they can finally say those things to me, I feel like, okay, connection has been made. We now trust each other. We can work with each other. And then all of a sudden, I feel like progress starts to be made.
There are probably degrees of connection. And some people probably go through their lives never connecting with other people in an authentic way. And some people would find it very easy. And some people would, I guess, do it for their job. And is that kind of, I've been to an LP school and I figured out how to mirror you and I've asked you about your kids. Is that real connection? Is it appropriate to ever be emotionally connected to somebody you meet in the workplace?
I think only you know on the inside if it's a real connection. Of course, you can be a sociopath and pretend these things. I know in our business, it's so much about connections. If you don't have that connection, that client's going to be out of there when that bull market ends and they get one bad statement. So, I mean, and that's what I like about it. I love talking to clients every 6 months. I don't know if it's quantifiable, if it's how to tell if they're just doing their job or not. You kind of get that warm fuzzy that someone really does care. And I don't know what the metric is, but I think we've all felt when someone's checking off the boxes and when you think, oh my gosh, they really mean that.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes you just think, oh, they're good. You know, they figured out how to fake it really effectively. Mm. That feels yucky, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It brings me back to a previous topic that we had, is building trust on purpose manipulation.
Mm-hmm.
Like if someone's just coming up to me and they're bringing up things because they want to get closer to me because they know they can benefit from that, but they're still building a connection in a way. It's what their intent is, like what's inside of them that they're building that connection. And it's kind of hard. It is hard to quantify.
Mm-hmm. And that's kind of the question I'm asking is, why is it sometimes when somebody asks about your family or your kids or you, it's like, oh, that's really kind. And other times you're like, I do not know you well enough for you to ask me that question. And that's invasive.
I think it's the immediate follow-up. How's your family doing? Oh, by the way, are you free to do this for me or something along those lines? Where does the conversation go from there?
I think it goes back to you learn, and I learned this in the workplace, where if you're going to compliment someone on something that they've done, you don't do it on the heels of asking for something else. You go in solely for that purpose, where if my purpose, you know, in our initial meetings with clients are called connect meetings, and we tell them we're going to ask you a ton of questions. They don't all pertain to money, but they pertain to you and kind of what makes you you. So I have this built in, this is kind of how we work thing. And that's all it is. It's asking them about their families, what's important to them. And, you know, the question of assets and things like that are almost at the bottom of the list, because it's important that they're a good fit financially, but we need to know what's important to them. And having that conversation and not following it up with, well, how much, you know, getting to the, you know, the spreadsheet aspect of it, I think makes it a little bit more genuine. Like having those conversations isolated from anything else that is getting down to business.
Mm-hmm.
So is it your feeling of connection is dependent on what you infer about their intent? And if it's just about the money, if it's just about the task, then no matter what they say, you're not going to feel connected for them because you're going to feel manipulated.
Mm.
But if you feel genuinely that they would talk to you regardless of how much money is involved in this conversation, you would tend to be a bit more connected, feel a bit more connected.
Yeah. I know when I work with clients, so obviously I have a very intense emotional relationship with my clients and the kind of work that I do. To your point, Abby, I buffer the business conversation from the connection conversation. And I will say, all right, let's talk about the business aspect of it. Or let's, you know, and I say it very distinctly that I make that transition so that I don't feel like I'm pulling their emotional life into, oh, now I'm going to put a number on your being able to talk to me.
Yeah, I think that's important.
And so how do you know it's mutual? How do you
Spidey sense.
For me, obviously, professionally, the connection I have with people is pretty one-sided because that's the whole point of the kind of work that I do. And so in my personal life, I'm real quick to pick up on, okay, the last three times you've messaged me, it's been to either complain or brag. You haven't asked about me once. I noticed that more, I think more quickly than other people might.
Because you can quickly fall into a situation where you're coaching them for free.
Very quickly, I can become, oh, I'm coaching for free. They never ask about me. That's not a friendship.
So there's a mutuality there for you.
And a friendship, very much.
But does that mean that if you feel safe to share personal stuff about you because you feel connected, then you would expect them to share personal stuff about them?
Maybe we should talk about what connection means. Because I know for me, connection is a mutually sharing vulnerability.
But for example, nobody would expect Abby to bare her soul about her life plan and her assets when they
in a business. Her. And that's true in my business too. In my business relationships, then no, it's not mutual. I don't share my stuff with them.
So we might expect connection to be one way in a business setting because we all know we're there in a context which is about exchange of value. But in a friendship setting, you would expect it to be the level of connection to be somewhat mutual.
I think so.
Yeah.
That's interesting because for me, I feel like in order to get them, my teammates to trust me to open up, I do reveal more. I am more of my personal side. I do talk more about myself and my life and my, you know, my life story so that they can get to a point where they feel comfortable to talk to me about those things. And then thinking back to is that, you know, in a way manipulation because I'm trying to get something out of it. I don't know, because I do need them to get to that point where they trust me enough to tell me what's going on so I can appropriately train them and help them become successful. So there is that end game there for me.
Because you're on an intact team and likely genuine friendships would form in that team. Whereas Abby's a little bit more, yes, you see him every 6 months, but you're not working with them day to day. So maybe that's the difference between a professional business relationship where you feel some connection as a person and their service being served in some way or another, and a friendship where there will be mutual connection, mutual vulnerability.
I don't know that there's a hard and fast rule. I know for some professional relationships where, Robin, yours is, there are some lines you're not going to share as much personally. On my side, if I can connect with a client, if they have kids or grandkids that are my kids' ages, I always try to find that point, that commonality. And I sometimes it's fun. I had a client in her 90s who's a musician, and I was talking to her how I used to play the piano, and we just start talking about certain songs that we played. Some you develop more of a personal relationship with, others you don't. I think it depends on that initial connection.
But of course, the NLP crew would give you a whole bunch of techniques to allow the other person to feel connected with you.
And then we go back to the point that Brandon made about the previous quick hits we did of when does it become manipulative and slimy to make someone trust you just to get something from them.
But Abby's doing it deliberately to put them at ease.
But people know that. I think it's different if someone knows, like when I connect with someone, they know that's the whole point. I'm here to support them. Same for Abby. She's there to support them. I think when people come into a relationship like that, they know you genuinely care. You do this for a living. But what I'm talking about is those people who are trying to sell you something you don't actually need, or they're trying to manipulate you. That's slimy. I think that's different. I mean, am I wrong?
Well, like where we are, we always have two advisors in a meeting, and we meet someone for the first time. You don't know how it's going to go. And I had a meeting last week where the woman connected with the other advisor in the meeting over a shared, you know, similar history. And I went into the background of the conversation.
Nice. And that is a great place to end a conversation about connection. That is 10 minutes. It's tough, I think, connection and whether it's manipulative or not, I think is a really difficult thing. So thank you for having this conversation with me. And I look forward to speaking to each of you again really soon.